In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to deliver a national apology to survivors of institutional child sexual abuse. The federal government cautiously optimistic of denuclearisation of North Korea. And Tim Payne says he's relishing being skipper of the Australian cricket team for the time since being given the role on a permanent basis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is to deliver a national apology to survivors of institutional child sexual abuse, victims and their families, on October 22nd. The announcement is part of the federal government's response to the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission. A nationwide study will be done to determine where abuse is taking place, and a National Office for Child Safety will be established. Social Services Minister Dan Tehan says the office will be up and running by July 1st.
This office will work with the states and territories to develop a national framework for child safety research and national strategy to prevent child sex abuse.
The federal government has accepted 104 of the Commission's 122 recommendations that fall within its jurisdiction. Attorney General Kristen Porter says 18 recommendations are still being considered.
They are a group of recommendations where the lines of responsibility cross over between federal, state and often local government, and they are a group that I would simply describe as requiring more work on the part of all three levels of government so that we can determine responsibility and the way in which the response will be formulated.
It's been confirmed that Western Australia will sign up to the National Redress Scheme, meaning every state and territory will now be covered. State and territory governments are cooperating on another recommendation from the inquiry dealing with religious confessions and the legal system. The federal opposition has welcomed the government's announcement. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the role of former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who announced a royal commission into institutional child abuse in 2012, should be acknowledged. He says the impact abuse has had on survivors should not be underestimated.
But I think we can't congratulate ourselves too much. As you all know, when you hear the horrid stories, for decades and decades, kids who should have been able to trust the care which they were placed into failed them grievously, and it's led to so many tragic consequences across the generations. The people who should be really congratulated today and every day is the courage of the survivors who told their stories. It's really quite unimaginable.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia has offered to be involved in the verification process of denuclearisation in North Korea. In an agreement signed with United States President Donald Trump, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to work towards complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Ms. Bishop says the onus is on North Korea to prove it's genuine.
They've not honoured the agreements they've made in the past. So the test now is that this declaration that was signed with the US president before the world's media, that must stand, and the onus is now on North Korea to prove that it's genuine.
Nearly 4 years after William Tyrrell disappeared from his grandmother's yard, police are carrying out a fresh search for the missing boy in bushland on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Detectives are beginning a four-week forensic sweep around the property where he was last seen in Kendall near Port Macquarie in September 2014. Police say while the initial search focused on finding William, the intention of this search is to find evidence that proves the boy's disappearance was due to human intervention and not misadventure. Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jublin says investigators are determined to find out what really happened.
I don't want this interpreted that the investigation is coming to an end. We're committed to finding out what's happened to William. We're very mindful it's over 3.5 years since William disappeared and we haven't solved this matter. We're going to continue on until we do solve this matter.
New polling suggests Liberal candidate Georgina Downer will struggle to win the South Australian seat of Mayo in July's federal by-election. A Reachtel poll of 831 voters shows Centre Alliance candidate Rebecca Sharkey has a 58-42 lead on a two-party preferred basis. Meanwhile, Ms. Downer says she's deleting her Twitter account after being trolled and having people use bad language in their communications with her. She says she'll continue to engage with voters via her Facebook page.
I, of course, welcome people debating issues that are important to them and would not seek to shut down those debates in the public sphere. But on my Facebook page, we have protocols in place.
Sport Now and Tim Payne says he's relishing skippering the Australian cricket team for the time since being given the role on a permanent basis. Australia's first series against England gets underway today. England has agreed to Payne's request that the two sides shake hands before the match gets underway at the Oval. He denies the move is a PR stunt aimed at rebuilding Australia's tattered reputation after the South Africa ball tampering scandal.
I think it's just living our actions. We've spoken about our values internally as a team and how we want to be perceived by the Australian public and the cricket public in general.
And now the weather. Perth, cloudy and 18. Adelaide, showers 15. Melbourne, becoming windy, 15 degrees. A shower or two in Hobart, 14. Similar conditions in Canberra, 12. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy and also 19 degrees. Similar for Newcastle, 19. Brisbane, 26 degrees and partly cloudy. Partly cloudy in Cairns and 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.